Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish, Small Pod for Thursday, May 26, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, last night was not great for the Miami Marlins. They lost their 958th one-run game this season. I know it's an exaggeration, but it really feels like they've lost that many one-run games. This is not the way that Marlins fans would have envisioned this season to go. Miami did lose to the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4. Not great at all. And for Miami, all runs from Tampa Bay, all five runs, came in the first inning. Tampa Bay wasn't able to capitalize on that, wasn't able to increase their lead. And that was all they needed. All they needed was those five runs to beat the Marlins, all coming in the first inning. It was a Wander Franco double. We had a Randy Arozarena double. And then who else? Harold Ramirez home run, his second of the year, his second home run. And both those home runs came in this series versus the Marlins.
Harold Ramirez with the man in scoring position, and he drives it high and deep and gone. Home run for Harold Ramirez.
That was incredible to see. Cody Bautista did not pitch a great game at all. Only pitched three innings, gave up four hits, five runs, one strikeout, and three walks. This is not the Cody Bautista that we were used to, who came into the game with an ERA under 0.8. Increased his ERA all the way to 2.42. This is, I think, it really showed talent level that Cody Bautista really was going up against, because we really had that spot start. It was against the Nationals. Nationals aren't one of the best teams in baseball, and he pitched well against them. But now, if the talent level is going up, it looks like Cody Bautista might not be that spot starter that Miami more would have envisioned. Probably now looking more like a bullpen, keeping him in the bullpen type of guy. And speaking of the bullpen, Eliezer Hernandez came out of the bullpen today to pitch for Miami. Pitched one inning, had two strikeouts. If Miami wants to keep Eliezer in the bullpen, that's fine with me. I think that's the perfect spot for him. I don't need Eliezer pitching six innings, going up against the lineup three times, giving up five runs on eight hits. I don't need that. Nobody needs that. Marlins fans don't need that. I think Hernandez's spot in the bullpen is perfect for him. Came in after Tommy Nance, who pitched the fourth inning. Eliezer pitched the fifth. I think that's really the top spot for him. I think that's a really great spot for Eliezer. And you know, other pitchers that pitched well. The bullpen really pitched well. Tommy Nance, three strikeouts. Eliezer, two strikeouts. Cole Sulcer, two. Stephen O'Kurt, one strikeout. Dylan Floro didn't give up any hits. Zero earned runs. Just two hits combined between the five relief pitchers. That's great to see, but it all started in the first inning. Miami can't give up these runs in the first inning. I believe their ERA in the first inning is around a five ERA. That cannot happen. Without those runs, Miami easily could have won this game. They had a Jorge Soler home run in the top of the fourth, a Jacob Stallings double. But besides that home run, it hasn't really been the best from Jorge Soler this season, especially with Avi Garcia, what they're paying them, close to $90, $100 million combined for five strikeouts. Jorge Soler with two, Avi Garcia with three. That is not what you want to see from guys if you're paying just so much for them to do it. Also, they have the same average, 207 average. I don't know what is happening to those guys. I think with Jorge Soler, 207 is probably what people mostly expected. He's getting close to 10 home runs. That's really what you want from Jorge Soler. He's playing really well this season, actually. Slugging 433. Then when you go to Avi, slugging 290. I don't know what's wrong with Avi. I don't know what they have to do, but if Miami continues to play like the way they are, multiple games under 500, it looks like the Marlins are going to be sellers at this trade deadline. I know it's still very early. We are still in May. Trade deadline's a while away, but it's never too early to think about trades and what to do with this team for the future. There are multiple players that could be traded. Pablo Lopez, I would not like to see Pablo Lopez go. I think Pablo Lopez should stay on this team. But if a trade offer comes and just blows the minds off Kim Ang and the Miami Marlins, then do it. I wouldn't want to. But if they're trading a whole bunch of maybe batters and maybe more guys who are MLB ready and not just, you know, five prospects for Pablo Lopez, have to be something mind-blowing offer, and even then you're going to have to really consider it. I would like to keep Pablo here in Miami, but it all depends on what the Marlins want to do. They are multiple games under 500. This is not what they envisioned making those signings, those off-season deals. This is not how us Marlins fans and wanted this team to go. It is not the way that we all wanted it. Now they have three games against the Atlanta Braves. You have to go to Colorado, and then they also have to come and play the Giants. This is not going to be well against for Miami. Miami is struggling with the Braves, and the Braves coming to Miami, Miami has to take two out of three. If even if they can sweep, they could sweep the Braves, and things are looking good for Miami. But if they get swept or only win one game, you might have to reconsider this season. It is not going well for Miami, and Colorado, I think, is a whole different story, especially in that altitude. Who knows what's going to happen? If we're going to see a whole bunch of home runs, if the Marlins could lower that over there in Colorado, but it's going to be really difficult. This is a really trying time for Miami. This stretch is really going to dictate the rest of the season. But overall, for this game versus Tampa Bay, it was not good. Another one-run loss. And any standouts, Willianis Afzalillo made an appearance here for Miami as Anthony Bender is on the 15-day IL. Astudillo came into the game, pinch hitting for Eric Gonzalez. Two at-bats, did nothing. Don't really know what to say about that, but for Miami, we did get two hits from Brian Anderson. Really good from him, also two walks. So Brian Anderson had a really great game for him. I think we should pay BA. I think he's really deserved the money, especially this season. He's playing really well, hitting the balls, walks. His average is up to 267. He's playing really well. OPS right under 800, slugging 416. In this lineup for Miami, he had the highest slugging percentage right after Jorge Soler, who's hitting home run after home run. But I think we should pay BA, but it really have to think about what to do for Miami and the rest of this season, trade deadline and everything going on for Miami. But there are no games today for Miami. It is an off day, but on Fish Stripes, we will have Fish Stripes Jeopardy, Marlins Jeopardy, so watch out for that. If you're looking for Fish Stripes Live Series Preview, we will be here Friday previewing the Marlins and Braves series 1 hour before the game. Trevor Rogers versus Ian Anderson. Make sure to tune in for that. Make sure to tune in for Fish Stripes Jeopardy, Marlins Jeopardy. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. So remember this, always go fish.